that you live on.
You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Shut it down. I'm hunting for someone, y'all. He's a lion thieving rattlesnake, and he's broken every law. He's terrorized the lives of men, and he's under arrest because I've been sent with a warrant from the body of Christ.
Well, tell me why it's there.
Satan, bite the dust.
You just tuned in to Life Changers Radio Broadcast, a ministry where you do experience change. Tune in every Saturday from 11:15 to 11:30 a.m. We're excited about your deliverance. Let's go quickly into today's broadcast with your host, Apostle L. Meg Farquhar. Thank you for tuning in to Life Changers Radio Broadcast. Today, I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, my God, my Savior, my deliverer and my healer, the God who is with us today, the God who loves us. We're talking about Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I'm very excited to be in his kingdom. I love to be in the kingdom of the Almighty God, the kingdom business, the kingdom finance, the kingdom everything, all the inheritance that we have received through his blood. Glory be to God. We ought to give him praise. Anybody feel like praising the Lord Jesus today? Father, we just thank you. We thank you for getting us up another day. We thank you for the minute blessings that you've given us, the great blessings, the phenomenal blessings. Lord, you are the God, the Ancient of Days. You've proven yourself faithful over the ancients. You're the God that will cause rivers to come up in a dry desert, a God that makes a way where there seems to be no way. We give you praise today. Be magnified, hallelujah, in the midst of the worship today. For you're the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, Lord Jesus. And you're working everything after the counsel of your might. We praise you and we lift you up today. We thank you, Lord, because you work all things together for our good, because we love you and are called according to your purpose. You're the wonderful counselor. You are a confidant. You've been a very present help in the time of trouble. And so we thank you today. We thank you, Lord Jesus, how you just steps in the friend that stick it closer than a brother. Hallelujah. And you supply all our needs. We thank you for your Holy Spirit today. We thank you for your blood, because your blood is the antidote, amen, to our sickness, sin, and disease. You are our Savior. You are Jehovah Nisi. You are our victory. Lord, we give you praise for the victory today. Somebody ought to tell the Lord, thank you for the victory. Thank you, Lord, no matter what I'm going through, no matter what's going on in my life, I thank you in advance. I'm going to give you an advance praise. Amen. Glory be to God for the victory. Glory be to God. Thank you for the victory in my home, my finances. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I just come in agreement today in the name of Jesus with your word, with your purposes and plans for my life, my destiny, my marriage, my children. Somebody ought to tell them, I'm in agreement with your word. Your word says that I'm already healed by your holy stripes. Glory be to God. I'm coming in agreement with the healing virtue of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you today. Thank you. Hallelujah. How when I didn't have enough, you came and you made out of nowhere and you made a way where there seemed to be no way. You're the same God that was there when Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, and you were the God that stepped in and put the fire out. Glory be to God. And they wasn't scorched nor burned. Father, we trust you. We praise you. You said without faith it's impossible to please you. One must believe that you are God and that you are a rewarder of those who diligently seek you. Lord Jesus, I thank you. I praise you. I lift you up, Lord Jesus. For in Isaiah 43, it says that you said you speak of yourself. You said, I am God. Hey, amen. And besides me, there is no other. Hallelujah. Glory. And before me, there was no God formed. And after me, there shall not be. And besides you, Lord Jesus, you say there is no other Savior. So while we were running here, there, and every place. You're saying, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. You're wasting time running here, there, and there. So, Father, I thank you today that you're drawing, glory be to God, those to Jesus by your loving kindness. Glory be to God. Father, we praise you. We thank you. Your word is forever settled in heaven. We thank you because you are a shield, the bishop of our souls. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We can depend on you because great is thy faithfulness, Lord. There's no other God that's claiming that they're holy, but you are holy. We thank you for your holiness today. I thank you for a God that's holy, a God that's good. Amen. Because when you see all the bad, hallelujah, excuse me, when you see all the bad, glory be to the Lord Jesus Christ, you be thankful that you have a God, amen, that's holy and that's good and sincere and not deceptive and have no darkness in him. Amen. Father, we bless you and we thank you for reaching down with your emergency hand of healing and delivering those that are in need, and whether in the hospital, whether they're in a nursing home, whether they're in the jails, wherever they are located, in the name of Jesus Christ, and in the name of Jesus, stretch forth your emergency hand of healing and deliverance and provision and make a way where there seem to be no way. Manifest yourself with your miracles and glorify yourself in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, I'm so excited about Jesus today. I just felt like praising him. And, you know, he said, give him the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. He tells us that in Isaiah 61, the garments of praise for the spirit of heaviness. You know, that's soothing to the Lord's ears. He said, I can inhabit the praises of my people, but he can't inhabit all this negative, this dark, this complaining. He can't inhabit it. Amen. So we ought to praise him day in and day out. Glory be to God. I just get strength when I praise the Lord. Amen. For he said, my strength is made perfect, amen, in our weakness. Glory be to God. Amen. I'm very excited about the message today. I was minding my business like I used to mind. I always like to mind my business. And the Lord spoke something to me. He said, has the roles changed? I said, huh? I said, husbands, love your wife as Christ loved the church. He said, but many of my sons and leaders have not done so. And because of that, many of my daughters are suffering, and some have even lost their life because it seems as if the roles have changed, as if the wife is loving the husband like Christ has loved the church. And then yet many, not all, many have not done so. I said, well, let me go. Let's find out what's going on, Lord. He said, for instance, a woman's character, a man's character is the safety of his wife. I don't care how much money you got, how many homes you put her in, how many cars. If your character is messed up, if the husband's character is messed up, it puts the woman in danger. Amen. And so I thought about, he brought back to me about my grandmother. She used to say something, you know, she old school. So she'd say something like, baby, if your husband, as long as he's home, he gets in, he pays the bills, don't worry about what he got going on outside the house. I said, excuse me, Grandma? I said, oh, no, Grandma, that's your generation. I said, because who wants to be have a husband that, yeah, he take care of all the bills, but he his character is not good, so he puts my life in jeopardy, number one. The gates are open spiritually because he doesn't have good character. So when the gates are not open, when the gates are wide open, the enemy is going to try him every point of view. He has other women, and so therefore I can get sick physically. You know, I don't know what type of spirits we're dealing with. Diseases are out there, all just to have a roof over my head and just to be, you know, just to say I have a husband. The Lord is saying, listen, many of my sons have been disobedient for a long time. He said, even if some of the leaders are sitting there in the church. He said, my sons are sitting in the church and you know that you're married. He said, and you have been a blockage to the women in the body of Christ. You have went and you have caused the gate spiritually to open, and you've put your wife in such a situation now. Some of them are suffering with diseases and sickness that they have gotten from other women that they had nothing to do with. But because of you, and they still stick in there, they still love you as Christ loved the church, but inside they are broken. And the Lord says, I'm not winking my eye at that. He says, as a matter of fact, you're wondering why you can't get the breakthroughs. He said, my hand is outstretched to you. But he said, did you forget that in Malachi chapter 10, did you forget that I said your prayers would be hindered as well as the way that you treat the wife of your youth? He said, did you forget that my word is truth and is forever settled in heaven? He said, did you forget that my eyes and ears see and know everything? And he says, because of this, now You have men that's sitting right there in the body of Christ, even in the leadership, apostles, bishops, evangelists, teachers, pastors. And he says what they're doing now, he says now they're so tired because instead of them repenting, repentance is there. The Lord said, am I not a God that is near and not a God that is far off? So I have made the way through my shedding of my blood that you will get forgiveness. He said, what do I tell you in 1 John? He says, listen, I said, brethren, I write to you that you do not sin. But if you do, you have an advocate, an antidote, an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the only mediator between man and God. And the Lord said, you still keep doing the same thing. Not only have you affected your marriage, he says, your children. What children want to walk around and hear, oh, my dad, which is the pastor or the apostle, is going here, got children over here and got children over there. Nobody wants to hear that. That messes with them emotionally and mentally and spiritually. So the Lord said, because of this, this is why many of my sons are weak and have no strength in the spiritual realm, and the enemy keeps them locked in. But Jesus says, I'm your way out. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. And all you have to do is repent and let go the women, let go the men that you're cheating with, and you need to just reconcile first your relationship and your fellowship with me, saith the Lord Jesus Christ, so then that I can bring healing into your marriage. But the hand of the Lord is moving within his sanctuary because he says, I deal with those that are in my sanctuary. He says, I deal with those that I love. If I don't chasten you, he says, then you're a bastard and you don't belong unto me. And I said, well, wow, Lord, that's pretty deep. And he brought me back to years ago. The Lord had spoken to me and he says, listen, your looks is not going to hold a marriage up. Nothing is going to hold a physical. All that stuff is not going to hold a marriage up. I said, well, what would hold a marriage up, Lord? He said, good character. See, when a man has good character and he's your husband, the enemy can't just, he stops the enemy in the spiritual realm. Glory be to God. He stops the enemy, same from moving in the natural realm. Glory be to God. And the wife can feel secure knowing that she can breathe. She don't have to be worried about I'm hearing this and I'm hearing that. And so many women have labored and labored and labored and still are laboring, being obedient to the Lord. And yet he says, seems as the roles have changed, that many men have become weak and they're sitting back and allowing their wife to love them like Christ loved the church. And yet in the background or secretly, they're not loving their wives as Christ loved the church. He's calling the body of Christ, many of the men, many of the pastors too, and leaders and apostles, whatever your position is, he's, and you in these situations, you got women on the side, concubines, Jezebels, and men can be Jezebels now. You got them on the side and you cheating and you're doing all this filth with them and you want to come back and inflict your wife with all these spirits and you wonder why she's getting sick and why you keep having these problems at home. But the truth be told, you know the root of the problem, and Jesus is calling you into a place of repentance. He's calling you into a place of repentance. My hand is outstretched to you, said the Lord. He says, I'm moving and I'm calling you into a place of repentance. You know, I was thinking about Joseph, about this situation. When Potiphar's wife was trying to get Joseph to sleep with her, Joseph ran out of there. She lied and got him put in prison. But at least his character was so good. He says, no, I'm not going to do this. And women, don't think that we're exempt because we like to play the victims. Because you be knowing that the man be married, glory be to God, and you get right in there with him, and then you try to act like it's all his fault. But Jesus says, no, there's a message coming for that one, by the way. So the Lord is calling his people, his sons, into a place of repentance. He's saying it's time for you to lock in, or as the young people say, lock in, stand up, glory be to God. And the Lord is saying it's time to go to, it's time for repentance. Because if we don't, we're going to find ourselves sick. We're going to find ourselves in all type of situations as you are right now. The Lord said, it's better to come out of your sin, amen, than to dwell in your sin. My blood brings you out of your sin. My resurrection brings you out of your sin, said the Lord Jesus Christ. Repentance is to bring you out. It brings a change. I feel like praising you right there. Jesus is the life changer, the soul changer, the heart changer, the emotional fixer. Glory be to God. He will change your life, and that's what he wanted to do. I'm very excited about this message today. Jesus is calling the pastors, prophets, whatever your position is, and his sons, amen, into a place of repentance. Glory be to God. Amen. God bless you until the next time. May the deliverance hand of the Lord overtake you. Amen. We thank you for tuning in today to Life Changers Radio Broadcast. We're excited about your deliverance, and we will continue to pray for you that the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth will bring healing, deliverance, and restoration radically into your life. Until the next time, God bless you.
Now, Satan, you're next in line. I'm going to hit you where it hurts, because I'm tired of you and my family, and I'm tired of you and my church. I'm not my own. I'm bought with